part two of the Buzz Bubble special segment on Tony Hsieh's downtown Las Vegas revitalization project. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly, on the Buzz Bubble.
So yeah, that's the shot with the big, our secret weapon sign over it.
Actually, you get much better view of how big it is.
Yeah, it's big. A lot of what we're doing was inspired by this great book called Triumph of the City. It's written by a Harvard economist. His name is Edward Glaser. And Tony read that book last July. And I would be willing to bet that he's given away hundreds of copies to people. But the idea is that cities really make us healthier, smarter. We earn more money. We're more productive. We're happier because we're living in close proximity with one another, where it creates community. So the goal is to create, it's like when you get to that magic number of 100 people per acre of residential density, and you combine that with ground level activity. So cafes, shops, places that people want to go, people want to walk to go where they're going.
Right.
It creates magic. So that's when those things happen, when productivity goes up, when wages go up. It's a phenomenal book, and it's really interesting. And Ed actually came and visited us just in February. He spoke at the Zappos All Hands meeting,
okay.
And we got to hang out with him and talk with him about all the plans we're having, and it was really cool. For him, I think it was weird because we were all like excited, like a rock star was coming, and I don't think that's usually the way economists are greeted. So it was really cool, but it was really amazing to be able to sit up in the Ogden and look out at these empty places that will someday soon be something new and different in the city with a person that inspired so much of it. Was
amazing.
A really awesome experience.
It sounds like you've got plans for so much of it already. That's wonderful. So what did you say the status of this was before the revitalization started on this building? It was empty?
When Tony and those guys moved in the end of May, early June, the building was 25% occupied, and
okay.
Now it's 100%.
Wow. But was the building built?
It was built, yes.
Oh, it was built.
But it was built as condominiums, and then went bankrupt, and then once it was restructured, reopened as rentals. So.
Gotcha.
Tony's place is actually, when he moved in, joined, I think it's three units together.
Oh, okay.
So it actually goes all the way across the whole end of the floor of this floor. These are real plants, by the way.
Which?
All these plants on the wall are all real plants. Which probably is strange, but they're really
cool.
People come in and water them for us every week, or for us, for him.
Breathes life.
It's funny when if you're downtown, you can see this light. It's a little strange. I'll show you the Fernet machine because I think it's funny. So Tony loves Fernet.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a tradition. We always do a shot like when someone is new, joins the team, or when we have guests that come and visit. We always do a shot of Fernet at the downtown cocktail room. So for Tony's birthday, this was actually a Jägermeister machine cooler, and
somebody
reconfigured it to be a Fernet. We even made Ed Glaser, the Harvard economist, do a shot of Fernet. It was awesome.
It continues. Oh, wow. We are from one end to the other?
One end of the building to the other.
Okay.
So on this side, you look out and you see City Hall building, which will be the Zappos headquarters. And then the land that's just across the street from there, those first couple of blocks, that's actually expansion land. So it's an option for Zappos to expand if they need to, want to in the future. And then the rest of this, look how empty things are.
A blank slate.
So, downtown project is $350 million. $100 million of that is for residential development, $100 million for real estate. There's $50 million for education initiatives, which includes partnering with Teach for America, and also plans for, hopefully, in the next few years, a school, K-12, either charter or private school downtown. $50 million for small business investment. So if you're interested in starting a small business downtown, we have four criteria that are really important.
Jägermeister shots now.
Yeah, no, we don't make you do that. If you're not interested in doing it for net shot, we won't make you. But are you passionate about it? Does it contribute to community in some way? Is it a business that can eventually be sustainable on its own? And do we think that you are capable of making it happen? So just because you want to own a bakery doesn't mean you have to wait till you retire to do that. Maybe you can do that now if you just need, if the barrier to your entry is just a small investment, why can't we help you to do that now? And we're also working with that idea to create sort of back office structure so that that can be like a collective thing for people to utilize for credit card payments, okay, processing or bookkeeping. So maybe so
help them keep
get their
that
small
infrastructure
business
up quickly,
right,
and efficiently. Oh, wow.
And then there's $50 million for tech startups through a company that's part of Downtown Project called Vegas Tech Fund.
Okay.
So the idea is to invest in technology companies because they can grow quickly. They can actually create more jobs more quickly because they're able to generate revenue so much more quickly. So if you have a tech startup and you're willing to relocate to Las Vegas, we have a lot of them come here and visit us, actually interact with the tech community here, which is a really collaborative, close-knit community, and check it out. And then that's where the conversation starts about whether or not investment will happen.
That's amazing.
Amazing. I pinch myself all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did
how long have you been involved?
Since December, late November, early December.
Okay.
I came on board.
And when did the project originate? Officially, with a plan on paper?
Probably a little before that, but it was sort of more of an idea.
It's new.
Like since last summer, new.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, like July, August. And then this is the wall of sticky notes that you definitely want to check out. So these are ideas for small businesses. So these are the people that, if you're passionate, if your ideas builds contributes to community in some way, if your business idea is sustainable, and if you're able to do it, to actually execute the idea, these are ideas like that. These are things that we need here in downtown right now. This one's underway, a climbing gym, like an indoor climbing gym. Uh-huh. Just little things. What do people need? We need daycare. We need playgrounds. If you look around, it's an urban area. There's no parks anywhere, super close by. So these are all different ideas that people have. And if you put your idea on here,
definitely need a donut store, yeah.
Definitely need a donut store. Really cool. And yoga is very popular. And I'm sure Tony will tell you too, when they started to get ready to move Zappos downtown, they surveyed all the employees. Like the number one thing that people wanted was doggy daycare. More than human daycare, they wanted doggy daycare, which I think is really cool.
That is cool. It's an amazing project, very exciting. And with your permission, we're going to keep in touch and keep track and
of course
watch the progress.
We would love to have you do that, of course.
Well, Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was a real pleasure, and good luck with everything.
Again, thank you.
Check back. So that's Kevin Kelly with the Buzz Bubble signing off with Kim Schaefer. Thanks so much, everybody.
That's it for our tour of Tony Shea's Downtown Project. Tune in next week for our interview with the great George Lois as we talk about his latest book, Damn Good Advice.
Damn Good Advice.
Yeah.
Did the publisher give you any trouble with the name, or
No, 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 no. They loved it. You know, I was playing with a couple of others, and I was kind of quite decide. And then I said, well, you know what? Let me start all over again. What is this book? Well, it's full of damn good advice. Not a bad title.
There you go.
Yeah, it was that.
It's got to be your voice.
It's
100% your voice.
It was that simple.
Next week on the Buzz Bubble.